more knowledgeable about that than me.
Hi, Kurt. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Now, of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of how the service works and answer any questions you have. Now, as far as, like, how far are you willing to travel for the right job?
Well, it's funny you ask that. So I currently have a, I get my leads through, through Home Advisor Angie List, right?
Okay.
And I have like about a 15 mile radius.
About 15.
I could go a little bit more, but I would start out smaller, right? Just cause when I initially started much wider, I got inundated with leads that I was paying for and couldn't handle. So,
okay.
Too much.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, that makes sense, especially with Angie leads where you're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not. So our job, of course, is to make sure that people who need your services can find you on their own, pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, with the 15 mile service area, we could probably keep it just local, do local search engine optimization. You've got a website that we can promote, and that's really what any website needs. It needs to be promoted, kind of cross-referenced and backlinked to the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destination, directory submissions, et cetera, that Google and Bing look for. The search engines actually search for content related to whatever someone types in. And it really amounts to the business that has the most content relating to that search online. Those are the ones that pop up ahead of their competitors. So it would be our job to kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you could provide those services. So everything from a Yelp listing, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, it's actually almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. They all do function a bit like a website. They talk about your services and service area, and then, of course, would link back to that existing website, that Wix site that we can, in fact, promote. We can do Google Ads for you. I don't know that they're necessary for a 15-mile radius, especially if you're not looking to take on a ton more work. I mean, this is designed to get your phone ringing directly. Google Ads are $300 a month minimum anyway. But the local campaign here, you're looking at $249. That is with reduced pricing, being the business itself is fairly new. It is not, though, an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. It's kind of more of an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. It is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract, but we do know our clients will keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Not an introductory price.
Correct. Yeah, it won't ever go up, and it's an exact amount to the penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, so it would bill once a month for that $249.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, you were still. I still wasn't hearing you for a while. So let me just say back what I heard. So $249. That's per month. It's not. It's not an introductory price, but it's a lower level price because I'm a newer business.
Correct.
And for direct, it's for direct contact, right? My number will be published, right? So I'll get direct phone call.
Yes.
There's no throughput through lead system.
Correct.
And then, so it's also not, and any click on that is going to take me right to my website and
correct.
The SEO comes through backlinks. And so you guys are going to generate the backlinks by getting just my website in on these directories and things like that, or are you guys creating content that's integrating my, a link to my website?
Yeah, so we are going to talk to you about how you want your company to be branded. Obviously, we've got information off of the website, but we'll talk to you about things like mission statement and motto and slogan and what's unique about your business, your service area, all the different services that you provide. So we will be creating those directory. It's like a mini website, each additional directory, like a Facebook page is a directory, right? A Yelp listing is a directory. So a lot of those directories do allow us to even put photos on them. So they function a bit like a website, but they are all credible citations that mention your services, linked back to the same phone number, backlinked to your website, and of course the verified listings on Google and on Bing as well.
Okay. Now will I be able to see those directories? Like, will you give me provide me a list of that? Because, like, I didn't know that Facebook qualified for backlinks. Business pages. Maybe I know that you didn't used to.
So you'll actually have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. It's your tracking and reporting system. So you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page. You'll also be able to see the work that we're doing. All of the directories will have their own clickable icon and a link that goes directly to that directory. So you can see that page. You can see that it's accurate for your business, that it links back to your website, etc.
Right. Okay. And then you guys monitor the Google Analytics on those pages, or is that part of my dashboard as well?
Yeah, you'll have, I mean, we do monitor it, but you'll have those reports. It is part of your tracking and reporting system. Very detailed, easy to understand, the reports, so you can see how it's working, what's working for you. You can request content changes through your tracking and reporting dashboard system as well. So we hope that you are hands-on with that. We know that a lot of our clients don't really necessarily use their dashboard as much as we would like them to. For some people, you know, it's enough for them to just to say to someone who's never called before, hey, how'd you find me? They say, oh, I saw your website on Google. That's enough for a lot of our clients to know that the service is working. But you do have, like I said, 24/7 access to your tracking system for your benefit.
Okay. All right. And then does the price change when if the radius changes?
So, I mean, if you're looking to scale up, like be found farther out, if it's like 30 miles away, 40 miles away, your price for the local SEO won't change, but we would want to kind of support it with a paid ad of some sort. I mean, like I said, you don't necessarily have to do Google ads. That might be $5 or $10 per click, and a minimum required ad spend of $300 a month. You could do Facebook ads, which are like 20 or 22 cents per click. They work basically the same way. They allow us to expand your reach, target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions beyond like a 30-mile radius, and of course we could target closer to home as well. And we could do that for $100 a month. It would be on top of the $249. But, you know, like I said, if you're looking at 15, 20 miles, the local SEO is usually fine.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Just trying to think of other questions. So, and then, so do you guys offer a guarantee that I end up, that I'll be on the first page? And then stay on the first page as long as my monthly, contract is constantly renewed. And then what is the timetable to getting to that position?
Good questions. Very good questions. So it's been about 6 years now that Google said don't use the word guarantee. Google doesn't use the word guarantee anymore either, except in terms of Google Guarantee, which is local service ads. Those are pay per lead with Google. It's a little bit like Angie Leads, except with LSA or Google Guarantee, it's one business per lead, whereas with Angie's, the same lead gets sent to probably five or six of your competitors as well as you. Google does have a product that is called Google Guarantee or local service ads, where it's just one lead per business, or one business per lead, I should say. But yeah, they told us to stop using the word guarantee. We can't guarantee first page or first position placement. But it is our job to make sure that regardless of what someone types in, as long as it's a keyword related to your services and as long as you're in the service area, that you do pop up on that first page. Now, your placement will depend on the keyword. It will depend on how well optimized your competitors are for those different search phrases. But as long as you're on the first page, as long as you're on the first page, you're going to get phone calls, whether you're in the first position, the third position. you do still get phone calls. And as long as you're one of those options on that first page, it does ensure that people will see your website. Not everyone will decide to pick up the phone and call you, but that's actually a good thing. The ones that do decide to call you are making that informed, educated decision after seeing your website. So they're calling with the intent to really hire you for your services. It's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, as far as how long it takes, industry standard is 60 to 90 days. We say 30 to 45 days, so half that time. We are Google partners, so when Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they let us know about it ahead of time. So you will have the content that Google looks for. Even if they want us to create additional directories or take down certain directories, we'll make sure that you have that correct content to be listed on that first page. Bing basically indexes off of Google, so your placement on Bing will be very similar to what you would see on that first page for your results on Google. But like I said, it's month to month, so we certainly do expect you to see the return on your investment in that first month. I mean, without the new in business rate, it is listed on our website at $399 a month with a $299 setup fee. So you're saving about $450 in your first month alone, but the reason it's listed that way on our website is that's about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page to create that content. So we're not breaking even in that first, second, or even third month, but that's kind of our promise to you. Your success is our success. Although it is month to month, we do look long term. Like I said, we know that our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So while we cannot say we guarantee you that first page placement anymore because Google told us to stop saying that about 6 years ago, we've been around since 2004, so we'll celebrate our 19th anniversary just a little later on this year. There's no way we could keep our doors open if we were regularly offering our services for less than what it costs us in that first month to provide that service unless we were able to keep our clients on that first page.
Okay, well, this all sounds really good. So you're basically, you waive the setup fee, the normal
Correct.
Setup fee, right, is what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll save you $300 right there.
Right. And then how long does the, how long will that new business price last if I'm still going month to month?
Right, exactly. And that's what I was alluding to earlier before when I said that it's not an introductory rate. So as long as you choose to keep the service, whether it's months or even years, even when you become a well-established business, you're still going to be grandfathered into that new business rate. It is, like I said, just an assistance program to make it affordable for younger companies. We always do kind of want to give back to new businesses. That's kind of how we got our start over 20 years ago. The owner of the company actually has a brother who at the time had a brand new business, and he helped his brother get his business on the first page of Google. Light bulb moment for him. He thought, hey, maybe I can have my own company too, and maybe helping businesses, especially new businesses, to be listed on Google would be a good business model. So you fast forward two decades later, we do still try to give back to younger companies. So it would be a fixed flat rate. It will never go up no matter how long you choose to keep the service, and it is to the penny. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would only ever be exactly $249.
Okay. All right. That's very enticing. So, question Tara had, or the question I asked, or she brought up before you came over was, my current website, which is, you know, running on Wix,
sure.
the free
right.
version. That will work out as is, or do I
it
need,
is.
Is there,
yeah.
do I need acknowledgement or, yeah.
I mean, your Wix site is something that we can promote for you. It is Google yeah. compliant. I mean, for Google, and it's been, I think almost 7 years, that the total number of searches on mobile devices exceeded the number of searches on computers. At that time, Google
right.
kind of downplayed the importance of a website itself. Of course, at that time, a lot of websites that were not mobile optimized, you know, all the pinching, scrolling, sliding right to left and things
exactly.
like that. If it didn't render well on a mobile device, it kind of hurt the businesses, and we had to redo our websites at that point for our clients. But your website meets what Google wants to see, which is really just two things. One, it does have to be mobile optimized and render well on a smaller screen, a smartphone or tablet, more likely a smartphone. And then it does have to be HTTPS. The S actually does stand for secure, which does mean if there was like a lead form on there that people could put in personal information, your website is secure and that information would be encrypted. Your website meets those
right.
criteria, so we can promote the website as is. If you would ever want us to, at some point, a lot of the times, just as kind of like a free upgrade, we'll include a website for our clients that either don't have one or have a basic website. We would do that as well, just to get you a higher return on investment. And a lot of the times, especially for younger companies, they do allow me to include those websites at no additional cost.
Right. And now, is that just a landing page, or is that a little more robust? And
it is a little bit more robust. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been around for a long time. It used to be the geo-targeted landing pages and things like that, but now it's pretty much a customized website that our clients can even make changes to on their own or have us update and make those changes on our end. If we do include a website, not only would the initial construction of the site be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. So like I said, your Wix site would work fine. If you did ever want us, though, to include a website for you, like I said, a lot of the times we'll just do it kind of as a appreciation of your loyalty and do it for free for you, just to get you a higher return on investment and more phone calls. Is it just you, Kurt, at this point, providing the service, or do you have any
yeah.
help? It is. Okay. Yeah.
It's basically, it's a one-man show at this point.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's kind of what I was gathering from Tara's notes here, which is again why I'm not, you know, trying to say, hey, you need AdWords, you need a new website and things like that. You know, it is designed, though, to get you phone calls, so you can kind of pick and choose the work that's
right.
going to be profitable for you. If you ever do want to expand the business, either how far you want to be found, or if you get help, you want to take on more work, we can always down the road talk about adding Facebook ads or something like that, or doing a new website for you. It is going to be able to help you grow your company to the extent that you're comfortable with. We are a comprehensive digital marketing firm, and as Tara mentioned, you know, it's not just local SEO.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. I got two more questions, and I appreciate you talking to me. So the web hosting, would that mm-hmm. be like a nested URL like I have on Wix, or would you guys support my, or redirect at least to my own URL?
Yeah, I mean, we would probably get the URL for you and keep it hosted on our server, but I mean, it would be something like yourbusinessname.com, or if that was available, and I think it would be, right?
Yeah, it is. I do have it.
Oh, you already have
that.
As well. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
So then we would use that domain. If you already own it, we would just build the website on that domain. Would you want us to go ahead and
okay.
do that, like right, like at the from the beginning?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm fine. But I don't want to overload too much at once. I want to see.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I'm
sure.
Do this,
yeAbsolutely.
I want to see what works.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
like you can't quit drinking and start exercising and write all the same time.
not all in the
you,
same
You don't know what's
right?
working, right?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah,
same
no,
way, exactly.
Yeah,
and then I had one other question was, I forgot, it was, if I were to change, so one thing I do like about the Angie Leads is I could pause the leads
right.
when I'm currently on a job, so my phone doesn't ring in the middle of a job.
Sure.
Now, if I were to do this, that for me to make that work, I'd have to get an answering service. So I needed, you know, I could just change my, notify you guys that say I changed my business phone number to go to the answering service type of thing, right?
Absolutely.
Any,
yeah,
any
absolutely.
Details that I changed in my business, you guys, as long as
of
it's
course.
Either updated on my website or you're notified through the dashboard, I guess, that's how that would work, right?
Yeah, that is 100% accurate. Yeah, absolutely. And any of those things can be changed. Phone numbers can be changed. Services and things like that. You did mention pausing the service. So, I mean, we actually are able to pause the service for you as well. I mean, it's not going to be like, hey, I'm on a job right now, so take everything down. It's not like Angie's where they're sending you leads. But if you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. But it is something that you can pause. And when it is on pause, we don't take anything down. But, of course, we wouldn't be actively updating and optimizing directories and things like that. But we also do pause the billing, so we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. So being that it is basically a one-man show, if you find yourself getting, you know, several clients booked and things like that, and you're like, hey, I pretty much want to, you know, put it on pause for a month. Or like I said, if you have to go on vacation, you can do that for sure.
Okay. All right, no, that's good to know. I had another question too, but all right. So Phil, you give me so many details, but you can probably tell I'm driving right now. So
I can hear the background noise. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you to send me something, either you know, links to your website or something in writing that covers everything that we kind of talked about. So I could look it over once again when I'm, you know, when I'm not distracted.
Right,
of course. And then I'll make a decision. It does sound really good. I've tried a lot of other services. I've never used sort of, digital marketing service, in the past. I've kind of tried to do it myself, but I understand I have my own limitations. But I've done a lot of other things. I've done Google ads. I've done Facebook ads for other reasons. So, everything you're telling me sounds appealing, and the price point also sounds appealing as well. So it's pretty good. I like it, but I'm not going to commit, you know, right now. But I do want to review it a little bit more before I do.
Sure. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So I'm sending you that email now. I did see the email address on the website.
Yep.
And that
fine.
One is accurate. Okay.
Yep.
Sure. I'll get that information out to you. My email is going to have my contact information on there, my toll-free, my extension. Of course, you could respond to the email itself. It is still fairly early in the day. I don't know, how long you'll be driving or when you'll be able to take a look at that email. But would it be fair enough for me to give you a call before the end of the day?
No, because I'm going right to another job. I just finished one and then that takes me till about 7 o'clock tonight. So it won't be till the
same. Okay, so I'll follow up with you maybe about this same time or maybe a little bit earlier in the day tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it has to be early because I got an all-day job tomorrow.
Okay.
It has to be before 9 a.m. Tomorrow, Eastern time tomorrow. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, we're actually in California, the same as Google and Facebook. We do start early, but we don't start that early. So the earliest I could call you is 10. We go 7 to 4 on the West Coast, which is 10 to 7 your time. Would that still work at 10 o'clock or would later on toward the end of the day? 5, 6, 7?
I have a very small window tomorrow because I go from work and then I do, I'm a scouting volunteer, so I got that tomorrow night.
Okay.
So probably between 6 and 7 Eastern I'd be free to chat.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll call you at 6 tomorrow. And then I'll get that email out to you in just a couple of minutes here.
Okay, awesome. All right, fantastic. Thank you, Bill.
No problem, Kurt. I appreciate your time. Look forward to speaking with you at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
All right, you got it. Have a good
day. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. You too. Bye now.